You're listening to SBS News.
Prominent businessman Andrew Thorburn was CEO of Essendon for just one day. Debate over his appointment and subsequent resignation has continued for much longer. He resigned on Tuesday after it emerged a pastor at City on a Hill, a branch of the Anglican Church that he chairs, espoused divisive views on abortion and homosexuality in a 2013 sermon. Essendon says the views were in direct contradiction of its values as a club, and the former chairman of the NAB could not serve in dual roles. Today, the Anglican Archbishop of Melbourne, Philip Freer, said Mr. Thorburn should not have had to make such a decision.
I think it's not fair that people should have to choose between the practice of their religious beliefs and their reasonable use of their abilities in other roles. I think that's not a fair choice they should make.
He says the whole situation has been mishandled.
I think that people should be judged on the evidence of their behaviour. And if a selection group for such an important executive role hadn't taken reference checks, understood something of his practice in other corporate roles, and seen the evidence of his leadership and behaviour, I couldn't explain how they wouldn't do that, because that's what you'd normally do in an important executive recruitment process. So I don't understand how it got to this point.
In a statement released last night, Andrew Thorburn said, "Over the past 24 hours, I've received hundreds of messages of support. Concerningly, many messages expressed genuine worry for jobs and employment prospects due simply to faith. It is troubling that faith or association with a church, mosque, synagogue or temple could render a person immediately unsuited to holding a particular role. I genuinely and passionately believe people can hold different views on complex personal and moral matters, while being able to live and work together respectfully and harmoniously." Some legal experts say Mr. Thorburn might be able to mount a case for discrimination on religious grounds. Josh Bornstein is the head of employment and industrial law at Maurice Blackburn.
And so the question in this case is whether Essendon, in telling Thorburn you have a choice to remain in your role as chair of the religious organisation or working with us, whether that choice that was given to him or that direction that was given to him was unlawful. And in the end, he decided to leave. But even a resignation prompted by a stipulation can end up in litigation under anti-discrimination law.
But he says the situation highlights shortcomings in both state and federal anti-discrimination laws.
On the one hand, you have the anti-discrimination laws saying if you belong to a religious organisation, you're protected from discrimination. And on the other hand, you've got the LGBTI community, for example, who also are protected from discrimination. And sometimes those two groups have competing claims to protect for protection. And the law doesn't really give us any guidance about what to do when there's two competing claims that clash.
The head of the Australian Sports Commission is calling for calm. CEO Kieran Perkins spoke to ABC Radio National.
If we want diversity and inclusion in all parts of society, that actually does include all parts of society. And if we can't cohabitate, if we can't work together and understand each other, we're not winning any arguments. All we're doing is seeding more division.
But this is a debate where consensus might be hard to find. Sean Wales, SBS News.